National Series.
Two-time All-Australian, two-time West Coast best and fairest, Elliot Yeo, has been good enough to join us and give us some of his time. Elliot, welcome to the program. Great to have you on Fox Footy Live.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
How many weeks lead-in do you reckon you would need before you played again? If you had a month or two off, probably going to be 2 months, maybe 3 months, how many weeks lead-in for you to be right, do you think?
I guess it depending on how you go with your program that we've got from the club. If everything goes good there, then, that's probably out of my hands. But, depending on how I've run, how I've felt, maybe a couple of weeks towards a month. But, look, I'm just sort of throwing something, at the dartboard here because it's pretty hard to try and say this is the first time we've ever gone through something like this before at all. So, I guess, how do you go about it? That's the hard thing. You can sort of, until we get there, then we probably won't know, depending on how we feel, because we can't do any contact work, we can't do anything like that. So, it'd be interesting to see, but something that we'd probably have to get to once we get the tick off and everything's all good.
Elliot, some of the former fitness bosses like David Butford have said you should be doing 4.5 hours a day. You know, you can get the edge on the rest of the competition. I'd imagine that would be so hard. I mean, surely you can go for a run, but how hard is it to actually do hours upon hours knowing you might be 6 months away from playing footy again?
We don't even do 4.5 hours when we're in season either, or pre-season. Anyway, so I think that's probably a little bit overs. But, look, it is certainly a time where you can, find things that you can work on and you get the opportunity to do so. But it is hard mentally to try and get your head around it as well. I mean, you're running in pairs, and generally when you run, you're running in a whole pack or a whole squad. So, and you have, your coaches and everyone yelling at you to try and push harder and do all that. So it certainly has a bit of an off-season type of feel where they give you the program, you got to go and do it yourself. But I guess it just comes down to trying to be as professional as you can and trying to get through, as best to the best of your ability and running with, people that are probably a bit better than yourself.
I'm worried about Elliot, seeing him in the car here. Have you been thrown out of home already? What's happened? Why are we in the car? What's going on?
No, I've had to pull over, so don't stress, guys. It's all good. Everything's all good. I've just had to check in with a couple of things, and it's okay. It's all good. Don't stress.
Hey, can you let me know about the feedback that comes from the clubs? Because I'd imagine it'd be different and awkward at times in this sort of situation. Is it directly from the coach? Is it from the strength and conditioning department, or where's it coming from? And how regular is it?
Oh, there's heaps of different messages that come through. It all varies on, what type of thing you're going under. So Simo will call probably just to check in, see how you're going, probably talk a little bit of footy. And then if, our strength and conditioning, which is Warren Coford, he would probably call you to see how you're going with your program. So they all sort of regularly check in. And we've got measures as well that we have to sort of check in with online and an app that we sort of use as a club that they can sort of monitor to see how you're going with your program and how you're going mentally and, physically. So they sort of give them any red flags or anything like that to see how you're holding up. And if anything pops up, then they'll give you they'll probably give you a buzz.
A lot of talk about potential 3 grand finals, best of 3. I mean, you've lived a close grand final. So Dom Sheed kicks that goal, you win the flag potentially, but hang on, no, you need to play 2 more. I mean, how difficult would it be to get yourself up for a second and a third potentially grand final, if that's what we did do this year?
It'd be extremely tough, but then how does it work? Like, there's so many different things. Like, is it interstate club that, they get a game at home and then, an opposition team gets a game at home as well. But then if it comes down to that, then does it go to a neutral home ground? So does it go to, say, we played against Collingwood, we get a home game, Collingwood gets a home game, and then there's a sort of a neutral home ground like Adelaide or whatever like that. Does that come into play, or do they all get played at Marvel? Because then, logistics-wise, if an interstate team has to play a second or third grand final, they're probably going to have to stay in Melbourne for 2-3 weeks. And having the comfort of your own bed certainly does help in terms of recovery and everything like that, and having, your support network around you. It'd be a lot different for interstate clubs, that's for sure. So, but there'd be things that you'd have to iron out, that's for sure. But, look, I'd be inclined to say 2 home games well, you know, two home games, one to each club, and then maybe a neutral home ground, that would look pretty good. But, yeah, I guess, does that come into play? Who knows?
And my home ground is something that the players have taken upon themselves. You're putting some stuff on Instagram?
Not yet. I should be, but I'm just trying to keep a low profile at the moment. But I'm currently, yeah, to keep my sort of mind ticking over, all right, I'm currently, Dad's got a pub, and that's obviously shut down, but we've got a bottle shop out the back. So I've been working out of that and stocking shelves and serving people. And yeah, it sort of keeps your mind going and ticking over, and keeps you a little bit sane from, I guess, staying inside and getting all cooped up.
Good luck with the rest of your Uber shift there this afternoon. Hope you get some good fares.
Cheers.
Cheers. Pretty guys. Dangerous time to have your own bottle shop in this year as well.
Well, there's limits on it, thankfully, for people like you. We'll take a break. Elliot, thanks for your time. Great to have Elliot Yo pulling over to the side of the road to have a chat to us.